views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my...
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It's my pleasure, as always, to share this wonderful dialogue with you about tick-borne diseases as we broadcast around the world, sharing our knowledge, bringing on the most interesting guests. And every week, I learn something new, and I hope you do too. Today, we've got a fascinating show. We've got two amazing guests. First, you're going to meet Bernadette Sadiq, who will join us in a moment. And then at the second half of the show, you're going to meet Tom Palladino. So, wonderful show today. Let me tell you about Bernadette. Bernadette Sadiq is a student at Santa Clara University, double majoring in mechanical and bioengineering. She was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease and co-infections in August of 2012. She can be seen on the Santa Clara University campus with an IV bag. Many of us know this about Lyme disease, but she is determined not to let the debilitating symptoms of her chronic illness commandeer her life. Bernadette is the co-founder of the Glass Ball Foundation, an organization that is dedicated to providing solution-centric financial support to those in chronic pain. Bernadette looks forward to becoming healthy again and resuming the activities that she loves, including ocean kayaking, tennis, playing bass guitar, and contributing to her health blog. So welcome, Bernadette, to Limelight Radio.
Hello. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Bernadette. It's really a testimony to the human spirit that here you are, a college student, still attending classes, fighting the disease, and then you've had the great vision and passion to start a foundation. So there's a lot of ground for us to cover today. There's a lot for us to learn from you. So I'm really excited. When I had spoken with you a few months back, it was so wonderful to hear about the Glass Ball Foundation, but let's hear about your story first. I want people to get to know you a little bit. Tell us about your story.
Well, I've generally not been well for a while. Just, you know, those Lyme disease things, some joint pain here, head pain there, nothing really seemed to make sense. And then in 2011, things just seemed to spiral out of control. I couldn't function anymore. We didn't know what was going on. We had no idea who to even go to for a diagnosis. I had trouble moving my right side. My cognitive abilities went down. I was just really struggling. And after going from one provider to another, someone finally suggested that we look into Lyme disease. And we just did the test with Igenix, and sure enough, I got a result that was indicative. And so I went to a Lyme specialist, and it turns out that that was the first of many diagnoses that come with chronic Lyme disease.
Yes. So that was a turning point for you when you finally got those results in, huh?
It was after who knows how many diagnostic tests I went through for so many things for that never seemed to point a clear picture, but there are always crumbs, nutritional deficiencies here, some numbers out of range there. And it was quite an arduous process trying to figure out how to organize ourselves to figure out, you know, how do we come to our diagnosis?
Yeah, so you're out in California, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so were you fortunate enough then to get into the hands of someone that knew how to tackle Lyme and the co-infections?
I'm very blessed to be working with a Lyme doctor now and with other providers who are open to learning about it, if not specializing it. They're very open to learning about it and to working with it and to figuring out how does this Lyme affect other parts of the body, because as you know, Lyme disease is never just Lyme disease. It's a whole body experience, and trying to figure out what are all the pieces and what came before Lyme, what was after Lyme, what's the consequence. It's quite a picture to try to be putting together, and it can be very overwhelming for people. I know that for us, at the start of our journey, we were confused. What supplements am I supposed to take? What medicines am I supposed to take? What's going to be the most helpful? What's going to be the most productive in terms of pain? What's going to be productive in terms of going into remission? And this is part of what opened my eyes to other the struggles that others have. I'm very blessed to have a support system in which we could pursue all of these options, but I've seen so many people around me that don't have the resources to do the diagnostic testing, to get the supplements, to get the medicines they need to get better, and to do the treatments and therapies they need to get better. And that's one of the things that really inspired the Glass Ball Foundation, seeing people choose between, do I try this new treatment for Lyme disease, or do I go pay my rent? Do I
know it's actually, it's shocking, isn't it, when it boils down to that?
It is absolutely heartbreaking. And when they find out, okay, there's something else other than Lyme disease, such as I can't get the vitamins I need because of methylation problems. I can't deal with this new problem right now, so I'm going to go on a subpar treatment. That's something I've seen a lot of people do, and that's what the Glass Ball Foundation is very much also inspired to help. So from my journey of being able to explore all these things and then seeing how can we help others explore for a better quality of life.
Oh, that's so wonderful, Bernadette. You know, first of all, I have to say, I'm so happy to hear that you're on treatment, and I want to hear a little bit more of how you are doing as a student and what life is like there. I'm so happy to hear you are on a path to recovery. But the Glass Ball Foundation, first of all, it's a fantastic name. And tell us about the Glass Ball Foundation, just so people can get in, you know, the essence of what your focus is.
The Glass Ball Foundation is dedicated to providing support for people who are in chronic pain and do not have a real quality of life. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. It doesn't even matter if there is a diagnosis. If someone is struggling with the problem of chronic pain and they can't go out and live life, then we want to help. Our goals are to help financially. Our goals are also to help in providing resources. The Glass Ball Foundation is excited about several initiatives we're working on to provide information to people so that way they're not looking at this vast library of knowledge that's disorganized. We hope to provide paths to help people figure out what the next step is. So we're excited about that, as well as the financial support that we hope that we're looking forward to providing people in the near future.
That's beautiful. That's tremendous. So congratulations. When did you start the Glass Ball Foundation?
The Glass Ball Foundation started as a planted seed of thought shortly after my Lyme disease diagnosis in 2012. I started talking to the people around me, and these are executives and people in the healthcare fields, a large group of people, and I was telling them about these experiences that people were having, how they could actually go out to school again, they could go to work again, they could realize what life is and realize their purpose and go and pursue that purpose if they could just get the financial resources and the knowledge they needed to have functional lives again. And that brought us to the idea of, well, let's actually do something about it. Let's see what we can do about it with our expertise. And that's what led to the formation of the Glass Ball Foundation. We started last year going through the process of becoming a 501c foundation, nonprofit foundation, and we're very excited that just this summer we received our tax-deductible status, so people can donate under a tax-deductible status. And so it's been this one-year journey of forming the ideas and another year journey of actually putting down the foundations of this foundation.
That's great, Bernadette. That's awesome. You've made fast progress. That's tremendous. Good job, huh? Wow. So listen, it's time for a station break, and we've got to get back to you because we're just getting into some really, you know, important work that you're doing here with Glass Ball Foundation. And I want the world to know because so many people are seeking this kind of support. So audience, stay with me and Bernadette. We're going to be right back after our station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
The Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's women of wisdom.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Katina Macris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. We are in the midst of a groundbreaking conversation here with Bernadette Sadik of the Glass Ball Foundation. And she is informing of us of this enormous work they have taken on in just a year and a half's time to create a foundation to help with financial and therapeutic support for people going through Lyme disease and chronic illness. Congratulations, Bernadette, on getting this off the ground. This is huge.
Thank you. We've been working with a great team of people and so many inspiring people who are driving our passion for this.
I'm thrilled, huh?
It's exciting. It's exciting to see, to witness how people can just blossom once they have the resources. And we're excited to get into joining that process, and we're excited in the coming months to start helping people just realize that they can live again.
It's so empowering. It's so empowering that, you know, you have with the Glass Ball Foundation, it creates a window of hope for those that are locked in the dark chambers of the illness, where you feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to get to the grocery store? How am I going to do any of these things, nonetheless hold a job or go to school? So, you know, this is magical, and it's also fundamental what you've done. And I can't applaud you enough. This is huge.
We are so excited, and we thank you. People like you for inspiring us, for showing us that people can go out there and with a vision and make a change, and that's what we hope to do. We hope to go to a wide variety of people, and with people and with help from others, be it with volunteering, be it with any amount of donation, be it sending words of support to the Glass Ball Foundation that we can send on to the people that will be helping. It's an organization where the individual can help another individual. So it's very much in sight of hope for the people helping and for the people we helped.
That's great. So Bernadette, if people want to learn more about the Glass Ball Foundation, tell us, do you have a website or an email address? How can they find out more?
We do have a website that's constantly updated with more information and updated information at theglassballfoundation.com, glassballfoundation.com. We also have a Facebook page, the Glass Ball Foundation. We're also on Twitter, at the Glass Ball. And we'd love to hear back from people's stories, inquiries about if they want to volunteer. No service is insignificant. We'll see if somehow we can work with others. We're excited to be talking to people directly and to hear their passion for what are their dreams and what are their goals and spreading hope to the people who need help and forming a community of people who are able to talk to each other and see and witness that hope.
That's
so at the GlassBallFoundation.com or Facebook or Twitter.
That's great, Bernadette. And so I imagine, too, that you're also looking for people that can help be donors and sponsors to help, as you said, create that financial aid program.
Yes, it's with the generosity of donors that we'll be able to help more people more quickly.
And have you already been able to contribute to people that are in need? Have you been able to do some sorts of assistance?
The Glass Ball Foundation has made some anonymous donations to people before we received the tax-deductible status. So it was very generous, those donations. But as we continue on, now that we have our status and now that we have a strong foundation set up for the Glass Ball Foundation, we're in the coming months going to be helping, starting a bigger push for helping others.
That's wonderful.
Financially
speaking. So audience,
listen,
this is an important show right now. We are hearing some of the very first news that I've heard of in the past several years where there's actually going to be some financial assistance for those struggling with Lyme disease and chronic pain illnesses. Thank you, Bernadette, for this mighty step you've taken. And you yourself, you're still a student. How are you managing your classes?
It takes a lot of scheduling. It takes a lot of work and, of course, a lot of support. I'm very blessed to have a great support system. My co-founder, my twin sister, Alexandra Sadiq, has also been really helping form this foundation. So she's been able, and my parents have really been supporting me so that way I can also focus on schoolwork as well as a part-time student.
That's great. And, you know, you are a double science major, so I know your workload is heavy.
It is very heavy, and I do believe that it's feasible. It takes a lot of scheduling, and in my blogs in the coming months, I've already had a few posts detailing some of the things that I do to get through the day, to get through the week, the quarter, the year. And I look forward to posting more of what I do, but it's a very exciting background to be coming into or to be going into because it opens up so many doors in the health field for me. That way I can also, in my future, be better able to help from that aspect as well.
Oh, I really support you with that because I was a science major as well, and I don't know if you know this, but a lot of our listeners do, that I am a natural health care practitioner of 30 years now, and I encourage you to keep going as, you know, with your engineering work and science work, because we need the most help we can from the most brilliant young minds like you to work with this illness. And there's a lot to learn at multiple levels. As you said, it hits so many systems of the body, the endocrine, the immune, the neurological. So even if you're going to school, as you said, on a limited course load, I know you're going to do it. You're going to come through and do some great things for us and our future.
Thank you. It helps to be able to look up to people like you who have already shown us what you can do with this sort of, with being able to have this education and what to do with it. And what I would say is if you're a young person and you're interested in college, but you're in pain and you're in chronic pain, there is hope. It may not be an obvious solution. It may not be the traditional solution, but there are ways to be able to pursue your dreams and passions via education if you aren't feeling well. And feel free, I encourage anyone who wants to inquire about how to do that. My experience, you can definitely contact me on my blogs at roomfulofideas.com, and I would love to be able to talk to you and see if we can figure out new ideas.
That's wonderful, Bernadette. Thank you. You're such a caring soul, and I'm so proud to have you on the show with us today. It's a delight to meet you and to share the work you're doing and the wonderment of the Glass Ball Foundation with our listeners.
Thank you. It's exciting to be involved with the Glass Ball Foundation, to be able to help a wide variety of people with different diagnoses and different problems, but the root problem being chronic pain, and being able to see people flourish from that. We're very excited about this, and we hope you are too. We're excited to see if any volunteering that you're interested in. Again, you can donate going to theglassballfoundation.com. We have different ways for you to, we'll be coming up with different ways for you to help if you're interested there or just want to share your words of support.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Bernadette. I'm so much looking forward to the success both of your own personal healing and your graduation from school and also the future development of the Glass Ball Foundation. Thank you for joining me today on Limelight Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, audience, visit glassballfoundation.com. And stay tuned with us after our station break. We're coming back with Tom Palladino and another facet of healing that we're going to learn about. Thank you, Bernadette. Take care.
We've already said